Well, good morning once again. Welcome to Daily Inspiration. And we've made it here to the end of the week here, and I trust that God is being faithful to you. You're walking with Him and trusting Him, and that you're letting Him do the very work in your heart that is necessary. And I want to encourage you to keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ and to follow Him with all of your heart. Today I'd like to talk about a great separation. In fact, it should be called the great separation. And we'll read about that here shortly in Matthew. But I'd like to just talk about separation for a minute. We as a people, it doesn't matter if we're in America or any other parts of the world, we are people that are very separated from one another. Some of the things that we see in our culture that we separate from is we would separate ourselves from those that use alcohol, or maybe someone is smoking. There's a separation that goes there. Some people would be willing to go to dances and things, would separate there. Some people separate themselves from meats and foods and different things, different kinds of food. Some people separate themselves on a Saturday worship from the Sabbath worship. Some people separate with clothing and transportation, and you name it, the list goes on and on and on. We have little groups of this, little groups of that, and here and there, there's lots and lots and lots of separation. People that are different. We're different here because of this, we're different there because of that. And we all have some of those things in our life that we separate ourselves from one another, those people that we live around. And that's not all bad. There needs to be some of that. But I want to talk about a separation that is more significant than even those things. And this is the great separation. This is one that we do not want to be in the wrong group that is being separated here. And that's Matthew 25. And again, this will be a familiar passage that Jesus is telling a story of what will happen in the last day and in the great day of judgment. And I'll be reading out of Matthew chapter 25. And I'd like to begin at verse 31. And Jesus is saying, "When the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth the sheep and the goats." So see, here's a separation that God is going to do. He's going to separate the sheep and the goats from all the nations, from every person that's ever been on this earth. There's going to be a separation. Even as a shepherd separates and divides the sheep from the goats. Verse 33, "And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, Come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these My brethren, ye have done it unto Me. Then shall He say also unto them on His left hand, Depart from Me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not, sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. As we meditate on these scriptures here, it's quite amazing. As I said before, we live in a culture where we very much have separations, and some of them vary from place to place, but there are separations that we do, and like I said, there are some very good things to separate from. There's things in this world that we don't want to have any association with. We don't want to be around the appearance of evil, and we want to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. We want to minister to widows and orphans, and that's good. But there is a final separation, and it's the separation we just read about. And it's interesting to me in this separation. You know, Jesus, when he was giving the reasons for the separation, did you notice he didn't give reasons like, well, you know, you were just always watching television, and so you are not welcome in the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not saying television's good. Don't hear me wrong on this. But you would think some of those things would have come up. He didn't say, well, you were always a drunkard, and you always did this wrong and that wrong. There's so many things we could put in there, so many things that we could really relate to. But you see what he said, I was hungry, and you didn't give me anything to eat. I was naked, and you gave me no clothing. I was sick, and you didn't come visit me. I was in prison, and he was thirsty. You gave no drink. And he said, Lord, when did we see? When were you there? When? I don't remember. And he said, if you did it not to the least of these, you did it not unto me. You see, you hear the heart of God here. God is, he's making a separation. And it is a final separation. It's a serious separation. And I just want to encourage us all. We need to let God have his way in our hearts and let him lead us in such a way that we can minister to people. And you notice the ones that did it, they didn't even remember. They weren't marking it down and saying, oh yeah, we did this and we did that and we should be good here. I said, Lord, when did we see you naked and we gave you clothing? When was that? And it's when you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. And you know, I think that's pretty significant there. I think God wants to teach us something here very valuable. He wants us to love one another, to be kind to one another, and to live a life that is like that before him. But you know, there may be some of you listening this morning, I don't know who's listening, there may be some today, maybe you don't have life from the Lord. Maybe you don't have life from Jesus Christ. He's not your Savior. If that's the case, I would encourage you to turn to him, and that you would give him your heart, that you would repent and ask for forgiveness, and let him fill your heart, and let Jesus Christ become your Savior and your Lord, that you would take your orders from him, and that he would be your master. These are the words of Christ himself. He said, verily, verily, or I'm telling you truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. A man must be born again to see the kingdom of God. I want to say to you, friend, if you are not born again today, then this is the most important decision that a man can ever make, and I just want to take a moment to be very sober and to be very forthright with you that if you have not been born again, today is the day. You can pour your heart out before God. You can repent of your sin and believe the gospel and turn to a loving Savior. And for those of us that have done those things, our encouragement here is we need to keep on looking to the Savior. It's not just a one-time thing. We need, Jesus said, we need to deny ourselves daily, take up our cross every day, and follow Him. And so I want to encourage you, look to Him. He is our Savior, and He wants to save your soul. And those of us that already know Him as Savior, that we would keep our eyes on Him and keep looking to Him. He is a faithful Creator, as we've talked about this week. He is Almighty God, and He sent His Son to die in our place. May we always live for Him as we die to ourselves and give Him His rightful place. I hope that you've been encouraged this week. I hope that you will take these scriptures and meditate on them and go back through and look at them and reread and think through these things and let God speak to your heart. And may you truly be blessed and have that fountain of life in you. God bless you.